Vad jag lär ut är medvetenhet. Att vara fullständigt medveten i varje situation. Och att var och en handlar efter sin egen medvetenhet.
I teach awareness, not labeling, not categorizing. I teach awareness. I teach you to be fully aware in every situation and act out of your awareness. I teach awareness, not labeling, not categorizing. I teach awareness. I teach you to be fully aware in every situation. And act out of your awareness. Out of your awareness.
Listen to the nightingales more deeply. listen to the trees, the music that surrounds you. Listen to everything, see everything, touch everything with so much intensity and so sensitivity that when you look at anything, you become the eyes. You touch anything, you become the touch. And you are not stuck in any sense. All the senses merge into one. All the senses become one sensitivity. When you hear anything, you become the ears. Listen to the trees.
with the identification that I am my mind, everything becomes false. You become unreal because this identity is false. This has to be broken. Tantra techniques are to break down this identity. The effort of the Tantra is to make you headless, uncentered. Everywhere or nowhere. Everywhere or nowhere. And why human beings become false and unreal with the mind? Because mind is the epiphenomenon, a process which is necessary, useful, but secondary. A process which consists of words, not of reality. The word love is not love. The word God is not God. But mind consists of words, verbal process. Love itself becomes less significant than the word love. For the mind, the word is more significant. Becomes less significant than the word God. For the mind, it is so. Words become more meaningful, significant. They become primary. And we start living in words. And the more you live in words, the more shadowy. And you will go on missing the reality, which is not words. Reality is existence. Living in the mind is as if someone is living in a mirror. In the night, if you go to a lake and the lake is silent and there are no ripples, the lake becomes you can look at the moon in the lake. But that moon is false. Just a reflection. The reflection comes from the real, but the reflection is not real. Mind is just a reflecting phenomenon. The reality is reflected in it, but reflections are not real. And if you get caught into reflection, you will miss reality completely. That's why with mind reflection, everything is vibrating. A slight wind will disturb your mind. Reality is not disturbed, but the mind is disturbed by anything. Mind is a reflex phenomenon. And we are living in mind. Tantra says, come down. Descend from your throat. Come down from your head. Forget the reflection. And move towards the reality. All the techniques which we are discussing are concerned with this. How to be away from the mind so that you can move into reality. With the identification that I am my mind, everything will come. You become unreal because this identity is false. This has to be broken. Tantra techniques are to break down this identity. The effort of the Tantra is to make you headless, uncentered. Everywhere or nowhere. Everywhere. And why human beings become false and unreal with the mind? Because the mind a process which is necessary, useful, a process which consists of words, not of reality. The word love is not love. The word God is not God. But mind consists of words, verbal process, and then love itself becomes less significant than the word love. For the mind, the word is more significant. God becomes less significant than the word God. For the mind, it is God. Words become more meaningful, significant. They become primary. And we start living in words. And the more you live in words, the more shadow you will become. And you will go on missing the reality which is not words. Living in the mind is as if someone is living in a mirror. In the night, if you go to a lake and the lake is silent and there are no ripples, the lake becomes a mirror. You can look at the moon in the lake, but that moon is false, just a reflection. The reflection comes from the real, but the reflection is not real. Mind is just a reflecting phenomenon. The reality is reflected in it, but reflections are not real. And if you get caught into reflections, you will miss reality completely. That's why with the mind, with mind reflections, everything is wavering. A slight wave, a slight wind will disturb your mind. Reality is not disturbed, but the mind is disturbed by anything. Mind is a reflex phenomena, and we are living in minds. Tantra says, come down.
la mañana.
Radio Reloj. 5 de la mañana.
No todo lo que es oro brilla. Remedio chino e infalible.
Thank you.
I salute the Buddha within you.
The ego is just the opposite of your real self. The ego is not you. The ego is the deception created by the society so that you can go on playing with the toy and never ask about the real thing. That's why my insistence that unless you drop the ego, you will never come to know yourself. When you were born, you had your authentic self. Then they started creating a false self. You are Christian, you are Catholic, you are white, you are German, and you are the chosen race of God. That you are supposed to rule over the world, and so on and so forth. They create a false idea who you are. They give you a name, and around the name they create ambitions, conditionings, and by and by, because it takes almost one third of your life, when they have been working on your ego through the school, through the church, college, university. By the time you come back home from the university, you have forgotten completely your innocent being. You are now a very big ego with a gold medal, with a first class, topping the university. Now you are ready to go into the world. This ego has all the desires, ambitions, wants to be always on the top of everything. And you are exploited by this ego. And this never allows you even a glimpse of your real authentic self. And your life is there in your authenticity. Hence, this ego only produces misery, suffering, fighting, frustration, madness, suicide, murder, all kinds of crime. A seeker of truth has to begin from this very point, that whatever you have been told by the society, you are, discard it. Certainly you are not it, because nobody can know who you are except yourself. Neither your parents, nor your teachers, nor your priests. Except yourself, nobody can enter into the privacy of your being. So nobody knows about you. So whatever they have said about you is all wrong. Put it aside. Dismantle the whole ego. In destroying the ego, you will discover your being. And that discovery is the greatest discovery possible, because it starts a totally new pilgrimage towards ultimate bliss, towards eternal life. You can choose either frustration, suffering, misery, then go on holding the ego, nursing it, or peace, silence, bliss. But then recover your innocence.